MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Increasing your speed decreases your ability to stop as quickly. Change your speed. Change your ending.
Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says China is trying to censor Americans from talking about the protests. He's in Hong Kong witnessing protesters rallying in the streets for democracy. The demonstrators have been rallying for months against the Chinese Communist Party. Hawley says the government has used violent tactics against its own people, risking their lives for their freedom. Hawley is sharing on Twitter some of what he's viewing and is sending Hong Kong protesters a motivational message.
Free people everywhere are looking to you in your fight, in your struggle, in your battle for your basic liberties.
Congress is expecting to take up bipartisan bills this week that would protect the human rights of those in Hong Kong, potentially fueling tensions between the United States and China in their trade negotiations. Rebuilding the heavily traveled Norfolk Southern Railway Bridge in northern Missouri's Brunswick is a priority for Governor Mike Parson, who toured the area last week. He says crews can't even get to the area yet.
We're still just now repairing levees from back earlier. But you know, a bridge is going to take a priority. We're going to try to get that bridge back up and running.
The bridge washed out on October 1st after a debris strike caused by heavy rainfall. Norfolk Southern has suspended freight train service between Moberly and Kansas City along that route because of the collapse. Parson says state officials are doing everything they can to get needed resources to Brunswick, which is between Carrollton and Moberly. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen is considering a controversial gun bill today.
The bill would force St. Louis gun dealers to report to police any customers who fail background checks. KMOX Radio in St. Louis reports Board President Lewis Reed saying if customers cannot buy guns through conventional ways because of a failed background check, they would probably try to illegally buy a gun. Opponents are likely to argue that the bill would restrict gun sales. Today's hearing is set for 11 a.m. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
When members of the Trump administration came to Kansas City last week, they asked about 100 people to talk about the child care needs in the states. Brian Schmidt, executive director of Kids Win Missouri, participated in the discussions. Kids Win is a nonpartisan nonprofit that represents about 100 groups in Missouri. They were invited along with groups from four states to let the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services and Ivanka Trump hear how the states are using the money. Schmidt says Missouri got a big increase of funding over 2 years to help low-income working families get child care.
Missouri is utilizing, it's about $42 million over about 2 years to increase reimbursement rates for providers of child care. And then also to a lot of the funds are being used for professional development opportunities for the early childhood workforce, too.
The Kansas City meeting included child advocate groups from Missouri and neighboring states, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is news on Missouri Net.